When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and welcome all.
This episode will be about two foods and a drink. Some people think halal food consists only of curries. Hope this will give an insight into other regions of food and a drink that is eaten by Muslims. So why not join me, Sol,
and me, Nez,
and me, James,
on the table for some fun. Hope to see you there.
Hello everyone, and welcome back. First of all, let's talk about shawarma. Have any of your peeps tried it?
Yeah, I've had it a few times, and I do like it. But, and this is a big but, it all depends where you get it from. Because I've had it from certain places, and it's put me off that much where I think I don't want shawarma ever again in my life. But then again, I've had it from certain places where I feel like, wow, I can eat shawarma every week. So for me, it largely depends where it's from. That will determine if I like it or not. Because something like shawarma, I feel like it's a skill. You either have it or you don't. What are your thoughts, Niz?
Yeah, I've only had shawarma from a few places and it's really nice. I think it depends on the toppings and the sauce. I know of this one place that does a really nice house sauce. It seems to be a mix between garlic, mayo and mild chilli. I usually order my shawarma on fries. I've not tried it with a naan. And I think I've even seen it advertised with rice too.
Sounds nice. Making me feel hungry already. Anyway, back to the topic in hand. I've broken this part of the episode into some sort of segments. First of all, what is shawarma? Then some sort of history, where it came from, then a recipe for you listeners in how to make it at home. So peeps, I know I've asked if any of you have tried it, but do both of you know what the food consists of?
Right. Well, I thought it was chicken, cut up into pieces. Something like a chicken doner, but you're worrying me now. Dims, do you know?
Yeah, I agree with Niz. I was under the same impression. So go on, Sol. Put Niz out of his misery. What's it made of from then?
Shawarma consists of meat cut into thin slices, like in a cone-like shape, and roasted on a slowly turning vertical rotisserie or on a spit. It is an Arabic Levantinian dish.
Phew. Thank goodness. I can carry on eating it.
It was originally made with lamb, mutton or chicken. But nowadays, it can also be turkey, beef or veal.
Shawarma is one of the most popular street food. Now, we will talk about the history and where it came from. Do any of you peeps know where shawarma was derived from?
No, but if I had to guess, I'd probably say India.
Okay, I'm going to say Greece. Only because the place I buy it from does Greek dishes and they list it as shawarma or gyros.
That's closeness. The first time stacking grilled meat sliced vertically first appeared in the 19th century by the Ottoman Empire. It is now known as Turkey. It was served in a form of doner kebab. Both Greek gyros and shawarma are derived from this. This in turn paved way in the earlier 20th century of the contemporary Mexican dish Taco al pastor, when it was brought by the Lebanese people.
The Turks seem to have had a lot of influence on food spanning the Middle East and South Asia.
That's interesting. I would never have guessed that sliced doner meat came from the Ottoman Empire.
I was also surprised too when I did my research. Okay, So next, we will talk about how we can prepare and make one for you folks, the listeners at home. Have a pen and paper handy?
Or a phone.
Or a laptop or computer.
Okay, okay, that's enough. Jeez, I was just stating a phrase, that's all. Okay, so the following will be needed. 2 pounds or 1 kilogram chicken thigh fillets, preferably skinless and boneless. 1 large garlic clove. 1 tablespoon ground coriander. 1 tablespoon ground cumin. 1 tablespoon ground cardamom. 1 tablespoon ground cayenne pepper. 2 teaspoon smoked paprika. 2 teaspoons salt. Black pepper. 2 tablespoon lemon juice. 3 tablespoon olive oil. And for the yogurt sauce, you will need 1 cup Greek yogurt, 1 clove garlic, 1 teaspoon cumin, squeeze of lemon juice, salt and pepper to taste, flatbread and wrap, sliced lettuce, and finally, tomato slices. Now that we have the ingredients, the next step is to create the magic, as we say. Step 1. Combine all the ingredients in a Ziploc bag or bowl. Step 2. Marinate the chicken and make sure each piece is coated well. Step 3. Leave in the fridge for 24 hours preferably. Step 4. Combine the yogurt sauce ingredients in a bowl. This will keep well in a fridge for 3 days. Step 5. As most people don't have a vertical rotisserie as a grill, an oven or grill will be fine from here onwards. Heat on medium high or whatever device you are using. Step 6. Place chicken on the grill and cook the first side for 4 to 5 minutes until nicely charred. Then turn and cook the other side for 3 to 4 minutes. The second side takes less time. And finally, step 7. Remove chicken from the grill and cover loosely with foil. Set aside to rest for 5 minutes. Now to serve. Step 1. Slice chicken into small pieces, add them to the pita bread, include the salad and yogurt sauce. Step 2, other options would be to add the sliced chicken into a wrap with salad, yogurt sauce and tomato.
Voila, that's it. You have now just made chicken shawarma at home. Listeners, if you do try this out, please let us know how it went. For more information, please check out our website, which is www.nosuchnonsense.com. Hope this has encouraged you guys in making something at home.
That's some preparation time. I think I might have to give this one a miss. I tried to make dishes that take around 30 to 45 minutes prep time.
Well, as you guys know, I can't cook and I don't cook, but I haven't said I won't cook. I mean, it sounds simple enough. I may give it a try, but to be honest, I would rather start with an egg recipe rather than a chicken recipe. Lol.
So what came first? The chicken or the egg?
Now you're asking, is that a trick question? Lol, I don't know. I'd probably say egg. What would you say, Niz?
If I had to guess, then the egg. Would you agree, Sol?
Not for me. It would have to be the chicken, as we're talking about shawarma. We need to get back to the topic at hand, okay? How about some places you can try out shawarma? Have you people tried any places that are local?
Yeah, I forget the name, but it's just off Winslow Road, which is also known as the Curry Mile in Manchester, England, UK. How about you, Niz? Do you know of any places that do cracking shawarmas?
I know of one in central Stockport, UK, but I can't remember the name. They do a great mixed shawarma.
Oh, really? I really like a mixed shawarma. If you do manage to find the name, please let me know. I think I need to try it out.
I'll be sure to pass it on.
Thanks. Well, our next food on the menu is Ayam Panggang Padang. This is an Indonesian dish. It looks like fried chicken, but it's actually roasted. Peeps, have you guys tried this out?
No, I haven't. I haven't even heard of it before. I couldn't even pronounce it. Ayam Panggang Padang. How about you, Niz? Have you heard of it before?
I'm not sure. Padang sounds familiar, but I'm not sure, so I'll say no.
Well, the word Padang usually refers to a takeout food in Indonesia.
I tried to find some history on this, but unfortunately, I have come up empty-handed. If any of you listeners know more on this matter, we're all ears here.
Personally, I've never had this food, but I've been advised by some friends this is good, hence why I went out of my way to look into this. I managed to track a recipe online, but I'll read it out onto this podcast too.
You know we can read.
Never said you couldn't, just thought I'd read it out for our lovely listeners out there.
You suck up, Sol.
Well, here it goes. So you will need the following. 2 chicken. Cut the 2 chickens into 8 pieces, or you could just use 16 drumsticks. 1 tablespoon of salt. 1 lime. This will need to be crushed for juice. 3 tablespoons of oil. 3 bay leaves. 5 kaffir lime leaves. 400ml coconut milk.
The following items will need to be grinded into spice.
100 gram shallot, 4 cloves garlic, 5 to 10 red cayenne chilies, 2 inch ginger, 2 inch galangal, 1 inch turmeric, 1 teaspoon fennel seed, 1 lemongrass, 2 teaspoons salt, and finally 1 teaspoon of sugar. Next step is the making process. Step 1. Once this has been grinded into a spice, the next thing is how to make it. Step 2. Heat the oil, then add the spice mixture into the oil. Stir for no more than 3 minutes. Step 3. Add both leaves and coconut milk with chicken. Bring to a boil and then simmer until chicken is cooked and sauce is slightly reduced. Step 4. Turn off heat. Strain the chicken and set aside the sauce for basting. Step 5. Preheat oven, broiler to high for 3 minutes. Step 6. Line a baking tray with aluminium foil.
Aluminium foil.
Aluminium.
Okay, carry on.
Step 7. Transfer chicken to pre-prepared tray and broil until the surface has charred, about 3 to 5 minutes each side. Baste the chicken with the sauce as needed. Finally, step 8. Serve and enjoy.
Well, that's another recipe done on this episode. Again, listeners, if you do try this out at home, please let us know how it went. We'd love to know. So, peeps, will you try this out at home?
Okay, this sounds more reasonable. I may actually give this one a try.
Nah, bro, I can't cook. But if Niz makes it, I might just invite myself over for dinner, lol.
No worries, I'll be sure to make an extra portion.
Talking about all this food, my throat is getting dry. I think I need a drink. Assuming both of you have tried this before, and that's mango lassi.
Yeah, yes. I've read the title, so yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're right, it's mango lassi, and not lassi, like the TV show, it's pronounced lassi. We will briefly go over the history, how it's made, and how you folks can make one at home. But the best part is the taste test we will be doing right here.
Oh, can't wait.
Okay, on with the show.
Well, first of all, the history. Lassi is a popular traditional Dahi yogurt drink. It was originated in the Punjab region. Lassi is a blend of yogurt, water, spice, and sometimes fruit. You can also get a salty version and other sort of versions too. But we'll talk more of this on another episode called Wet Your Whistle. Make sure you guys check the episode out. We will discuss numerous versions of lassi. You never know, you might even get high on it. Don't want to give too much away. You will have to download to find out.
Don't reveal too much. We don't want to ruin the surprise.
Don't worry, I won't. Well, back to mango lassi. Mango lassi is made from yogurt, milk and mango pulp. The best mango pulp would be from queso mango pulp. It is commonly served cold. You can also garnish dry fruits or nuts such as cashew, almond and pistachios on top of it. But that depends on your personal preference. Hey peeps, your thoughts on what you would like on top of your lassi?
I'm not sure if I'm being odd here, even though I love cashew nuts. But with mango lassi, I would much rather drink it plain with no garnish. Not sure about you, Niz.
Yeah, I would give almond toppings a try. I won't know unless I try it. Just like prawns, you might not like how they look, but they do taste delicious.
Don't know about prawns, as I don't eat seafood. Something we all like is mango lassi. Right, on to the taste test. Here we go. So what we have here, peeps, is two different mango lassi. One bowl from a supermarket, one fresh from an Apna takeaway store. So let's compare the both. Well, here you go, Niz. Some for you.
Thank you.
And Dims, here you go.
Nice one.
Welcome. Bottoms up. What do you guys think?
Sweet. That one tastes authentic. That it's got the, I can taste the salt in it. It's tangy.
What do you do?
It doesn't taste like it's made of real mango to me. Hard to guess. Probably say it's a sharp one. I'm not sure, but
it's not as sweet.
Yeah, it's yogurt. It's more yogurty than it. It's mango-y. What do you think this?
The consistency is right though.
It's quite thick. It's definitely thick.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
It's nice. I know which one it is, by the way, but
It is nice, but it's not so sweet.
It's not as sweet.
I thought it was sweet.
Okay, yeah, I thought it would be more sweet. Like I said, it's more tangy, so I think they put more salt in it than
the... Salt is added, but it's extremely thick. It's hard to tell.
Oh, I like the consistency. I like how thick it is.
Yeah. It's not that sweet, though. Mango to be really sweet, but...
Right, okay.
Okay.
Next one.
Right, so you've tried the first one. Here's the second one. Here you go.
Thank you, Sol.
And you.
Nice Dims. One, Sol.
There you go. Bottoms up.
Actually, just looking at it.
Yeah, I think looking at the colour, it seems to be darker, this one.
Yeah,
I think you might be right, actually. Yeah.
I see the taste. Oh, much sweeter, definitely. But it's not as thick.
I was just going to say, it's definitely a lot sweeter. But it's not as thick.
It's not as thick.
Very thin. What are you saw? What are you finding? How are you finding it?
Much better. I prefer this one myself, but obviously, like I said,
it is cold. I do like mine cold. Can't have it room temperature or just mildly cold. I think it's the right temperature, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's thinner, it's not as thick as the other one.
It's definitely it's sweeter.
A lot sweeter.
That's how mango should be sweet, shouldn't it, really?
Mm-hmm. Can't taste any salt.
So, what is it? You want us to guess? Or
yeah,
you
know, make a guess. At least make a guess and I'll tell you
what. Honestly, I would guess this is probably from the Asian store.
The second one, yeah.
Yeah, the second one. The first one, probably from. Off the shelf because it seemed like they were
additives.
Yeah,
to try and maybe increase the shelf life.
I wish this was thicker though.
Yeah,
yeah. That's
this
the
is
only
too
downside.
Thin for me.
Like, I feel like they've watered it down to get more of it. But that's my guess. I'm not sure about Nate. What would you say?
I'd agree. I think the second one is from. There's a fresh one from the restaurant, but the sweetness. I think I would have liked a little bit more salty, maybe.
Right then, so go on, put us out of misery. Tell us which is which.
So, the first one.
Drum roll.
Here we go, it's the Shogo one.
I knew it. Yes, I was right. I had a feeling that was that. So that means default second one must have been the...
Most definitely is. And there you go, that's the...
I think the consistency in the first one, the shop one, is right. But the sweetness in the second one is like...
If we mix the two, I wonder what that would taste like.
All right, you can do that.
Try it.
I'm not doing that.
Makes it less sweet and not as thick. So I won't try that, guys. Well, thanks for that, Sol.
Yeah, no problem.
I really appreciate that.
Nice one. I'll finish this off.
Yeah.
That was nice, Sol. Thank you. Sweet, just as I like it. What about you, Dims?
Yeah, thanks, Sol. Good shout. Mango lassi, that was a treat. Went down well.
You're welcome. Talking about a treat, here is a simple recipe for you folks that you can make at home at your own leisure. Here we go. Well, you'll need six ingredients. First of all, you'll need 1 cup of fresh mango, preferably ripe queso mango or a can of mango pulp or frozen chopped mango, 1 cup plain yogurt, 1/2 cup milk, 4 teaspoons sugar or honey, obviously that's just for taste, 1 dash of cardamom to taste, again this is optional, and finally adding some ice. So just the 2 steps. Now that we have had the ingredients, the next step is the method. First, number 1, add the mango, yogurt, milk, sugar and cardamom in a blender for 2 minutes. You can blend in some ice if you want to make it like a milkshake consistency. That's optional. Number 2, enjoy it with a sprinkle of cardamom on top. Again, this is optional. The lassi should stay fresh for 24 hours in the fridge.
Well, that's the end of the episode. Hope you've learned something interesting. There is a lot to pack and we've just scratched the surface, as we can't cover everything in this episode. If this has been informative, let us know your thoughts on this topic. You can catch us on our social media platforms, such as our website, which is www.nosuchnonsense.com, or our Twitter page at NSN The Podcast. Well, that's a goodbye from Sol.
And a goodbye from Niz.
And a goodbye from me, Dims. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.